John 7:37-39. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living waters." Now this is said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. For as yet, the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Within us is a fountain that can never run dry. And are we here? Out of us, out of our belly, is flowing rivers. Rivers of living water. Sometimes it's like fire in our boats, but it keeps flowing and flowing with power. It keeps flowing. You carry me when some carry their God.
You fight for me when some fight for your God. Jesus, you know they use me pills. You know they use me pills. You know they use me pills. Carry their God. You lead me, Lord, when some fear their God. You fight for me. You fight for me when some fight for their God. Hey. Jesus, you know that you use me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
You're too faithful to fail me.
You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You're proving your time in my life, and I come to be my life. You're too faithful to
fail
me.
We thank you. Can we lift our hands to you? We thank you. Faithful God, we bless your name. Thank you for your help that is always available for us. Thank you for your help that we always enjoy. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
There is a Moses Bliss song, bigger every day. Get him. We have not sung that song yet. Bigger every day.
It doesn't matter what I face, I am getting bigger every day. Every day. I can't see nothing in my life. Living for His glory, I'm on fire every day. Nothing can stop me, doesn't matter what I face. I am getting bigger every day. Every day. I get bigger every day.
Come on.
Bigger every day. We getting bigger every day. Bigger every day.
We let me go.
No limitation. We getting bigger every day. We getting bigger every day.
Come on.
Bigger every day. We getting bigger every day, no limitation. We take it over. We getting bigger every day.
We thank you. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. We need to sing that song often this year because we are getting bigger every day, no limitation. We are taking over. Do you understand? I want to sing that song again. I love no limitation. We take it over.
We get bigger every day.
We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. Thank you for your help. John 14, 16 to 18. And I will ask the Father, and He will send you, give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Sometimes, you know, we've read this scripture for the past 3 Sundays. This just has been our main scripture reading for the past 3 Sundays. But I'm not sure. Have you sat down really to look at this again and again and again? If God calls someone a helper, and He said He's sending you that helper. And He said that helper will be with you. And He said that helper will live in you. Will you have cause to run helter-skelter? Will you have cause to look as if nothing is working? Because you know, you see, the choir and the pastor, we see a lot of things in church because we are always facing the congregation. Sometimes you are talking, people are frowning. You expect people to laugh, the more they squeeze their face. Then you look at it and see, is it not the same scripture we are all hearing every time? If there is help on our side, you know, if you are helped and you are doing very okay, there's a way you smile whenever you are in the presence of God that makes help available to you. If you lack help and things are not working, there's a way you look when you are in the presence of God, who is supposed to help you, and you are accusing of not helping you. But I don't blame us most of the time, because religion has made us to feel whenever you are in God's presence, you should frown, look very tough. In fact, some of us, when we're young, if you smile too much in church, when you get home, you receive koboko. So whenever you come, you sit down upright as if, brethren, relax, you are in the presence of your Father, the Prince of Peace. Whenever you are in church, it will be as if you are in the presence of a Prince of Peace. Your life should be at peace and at rest. And it's a Sabbath day. What's the Sabbath? It's rest. Let's not the pastor or the choir look in your direction and we are afraid. Calm down. Are we here? The Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is by your side. And He is called your helper. Let me start from the back. Why would we lack help if the helper is in us and the helper is by our side? Why would we lack help? We only lack help if we are not in talking terms with the helper. We only lack help if we are quarreling with the helper. If the helper is in us, and the helper is with us, and the helper is by our side, and the helper goes ahead of us, and the helper, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is the helper. We only lack help if we don't consult Him, if we don't talk to Him. We only lack help when we don't consult Him. We only lack help when we live an independent life. We only lack help when we do I do know. We only lack help when we have no experience on how to consult Him for help. You know what I've discovered in church? The people that need help most, they are the ones that play religion most. The people that need help most, they are the ones that don't respond to the word immediately. In fact, you give word that they are supposed to respond, they don't. Then after service, they all during the week, they now call you. And pastor, on Sunday, I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to say something. But the anointing was available. The atmosphere for that help was available on that day. But they did not want anybody to know that they need help. So they don't consult it. So they are like this. When they are supposed to be like this, they are like this. When they are supposed to be like this. Today, I want you to call on the name of the helper that has been made available for you. Before I go to teach, can we just lift our hands and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Mother in heaven, tell Him the area of your life where you need help. Are you not tired? I'm tired of going around in circles. Help me. Let there be help for me this year. Tell Him where you need help. Tell Him the area you need help. Die, make help available for me. Ooh.
as orphans, I will come to you.
Let help come to me. Let help come to me. The multi-breasted God, the El Shaddai. I receive your help this morning. I receive your help.
A closed mouth is a closed destiny. A closed mouth is a helpless mouth. Help me, Lord.
And the young Adonai, his age just does it by the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yon Adonai, I will praise.
Elohim Adonai, each way just seems the same by the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elion Elohim Adonai.
I will praise, lift you up, El Shaddai.
Let me be helped by your power. Let your power be available to me this week for help. Let your power be available for me this week for help. Let it be known that I've been with Jesus. Help. Help! Help!
Uzziah was marvelously helped. Oh Lord, arise for my marvelous help.
We thank you. We bless your name. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural help. Strange help. Unstoppable help. Help from unlikely quarters. Unexpected help. Help that cannot be hijacked. Help that cannot be diverted. Help that cannot be transferred. Help that cannot be manipulated. Let that help locate me. Let the help locate me. Let the help locate me.
We thank you.
Makari boshi dele bokuria mazanta la makari abazi dele le bokuria.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your two hands up.
Help that will announce you.
Help that will announce Jesus. Help, 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 help. Can we pray? Help that will announce you. Help that will make the preaching of the gospel easy. A testimony of help that will say, hey, it is only God that can do this. Let me experience that help.
Oh, help, Lord, help, Lord.
Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
Maria katatata makaria tata. Etetele bokoria katatata. Rebeteria dadadadaba.
Let there be a baptism of help now. Baptism of help. Let help be made available. Thank you. Help! Unquantifiable help! Unqualifiable help! Help! Thank you, Lord. Help, Lord. I will put you in front of my destiny. You are all the mothers, my helper. You are all the mother. I will make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all the mother. You are all the mother. Help, Lord. You are in an atmosphere of help. Just ask for help. Move into help. Enter into help. Help prepared for you. Commanded help. Help made available for you. Help made available for you. There's an increase in capacity for you now. Obtain your help. Help, help, help. Let there be an increase in your capacity to obtain help. Help, 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 help. There is help for you. There is help for you. There is help for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can we take one testimony? Anybody with a testimony? We take one testimony. One, okay. You use your mic. You have the mic already. Okay.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God that during the week, I actually got the transcript of my Society of Actuaries results. Now, I want to say it is God. Now, the first time I wrote the exam... Oh, okay, can I?
You have it.
Sir?
Continue.
Yes. The first time... It's actually in phases. Now, the first phase I passed, I told Pastor. Now, around December 15th, I had to write the exam. Do you know that God is faithful? The coach, because I registered with Coaching Actuaries, the coach got a score of 9. Now, when the transcript came out, I actually scored 9. Now, this is a global exam. It is, if you pass, it's just God. Because it's not based on your understanding. For passing Society of Actuaries Financial Mathematics exam. I want to give God a praise that God is faithful. Now, not just that he's faithful, he remained faithful forever.
Yes, sir.
Immediately I sent my transcript, because the transcript that was sent to me, I sent it to two professors, one in Illinois, one in Wisconsin. Instantly they replied, because they know that it is God. It is God's own child that is coming over. Immediately they responded, they were like, wow, because it is that score, if it's the highest you can score is 10. But God made it possible. Sometimes while reading, I would observe this, a supernatural being by my side. Like, you're reading, you can feel yourself like you are outside, you're seated, but you're a bit high. But I just know that it's just God. Praise the Lord.
Is that the final, or is there a...
How many more? Like, three more. Three to be an ASA.
Okay.
It's in phases, actually.
Okay.
Then you do the other
part. Okay. I understand the exam very well since I work with the regulator of insurance. In Nigeria, the number of actuaries are not enough. If you have this qualification, companies will be running after you for job. If you have this qualification, you can set up a firm where companies will be running after you for job. It's known worldwide. And you know, it's all maths. I remember when I was in university, actuary is all engineering maths. The maths is, I don't want to use terrible. So if you pass it, it's congratulations, bros. And the Lord will lift you up and up and up in the name of Jesus. It's good news to me because I really understand what it is. In fact, my organization is providing scholarship for Nigerians to do it. Because people are not doing it. But it's tough. We are now setting up a scholarship fund to encourage people to do it. But when they see the differentiation and all those things, may we thank God for this. Great and mighty things are coming out of this. The other levels the Lord will do easily for you. Higher scores, higher marks, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, there is help in the hearts for everybody. Help in the hearts for us. Everybody. Let's go into the word. John 14, 16 to 18. Let's quickly see where the Lord will take us. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Verse 16 again. Let's take verse 16 and give me in Amplified. And we all read it together. Amplified. Church, can we get ready and read together? One, two, go. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The word translated comforter is parakletos. The word translated comforter is parakletos. And that word parakletos means somebody that comes to stay with you. Somebody that comes to assist you. Somebody that comes to your aid. Somebody that speaks on your behalf. And the Amplified Version goes to give us seven words that explains the word parakletos better. But this morning I'm going to give you 10. If the Lord helps us, I'm going to give you 10 words that parakletos mean, so that you will be able to understand that you have a grasp, a full grasp of what the Lord wants the Holy Spirit to do for you. We use the Amplified first, and tonight I add three more words to it. Number one, parakletos means comforter. The one that brings the word of comfort. The one that brings the word of consolation. The one that brings encouragement to our life. Once in a while, in a world, as long as you are alive, there will come a time when you are discouraged. There will come a time when you are low. There will come a time when you are down. There will come a time when you are moody. There will come a time when you are lonely. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is for you at that time as a comforter. He's the one that brings a word of comfort when you are in despair, when you are depressed, when things seem not to be working. when you are about giving up, especially when you have lost somebody and you are grieving, and people that do not understand come and say, I understand, we understand. Somebody has lost his son. You have never lost your son before, and you come and you say, don't cry again, I understand. What do you understand? Christians want to play the role they are not equipped to play. One of the most terrible things I hate and I hear often is when somebody is mourning and is crying. You say, don't cry. What do you mean by don't cry? Crying is medicinal that God has put in our heart that when we are in trouble, we should cry. Many of us here are going through different traumas because we lost something dear to us in the past and we never cried. Some people are still transferring aggression because they never mourn. They never grieve. Because in Africa, the only thing we know to say is, don't cry. Do not cry now. And remember the children. If you cry, why won't you cry? My number one advice, anybody grieving, and I go there and I call them, I ask, have you cried? Cry. 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 Crying is medicinal. At that time, the Holy Spirit brings a word of comfort for us. That's why he's called the comforter. Most of the time we look at the situation in Nigeria and we are almost down and out. At the time, you need a word of encouragement from the comforter. He is your helper. Even in the present situation in Nigeria, he is your helper. A friend of mine was traveling. I told him, don't go by road. He went by road and called me and chatted with me yesterday. He said, Oga, if you know what my eyes saw, started telling me some story. And I told him, me, as I am now, by the grace of God, I'm not sure I'm traveling by road again. By the grace of God, I'm not sure I'm traveling by road again. So if you are inviting me for anything, give me first class or get charter a private jet for me. See, there are sometimes you travel by road and something happens to you, especially maybe like me. People will gather and say, why did you travel? You know you are the victim. People will still blame you. But let's put that aside. In times like that, the Holy Spirit is your comfort. And he brings words of encouragement to you. The Bible calls him our comforter. The second thing the Amplified Bible calls him is our counselor. Is the one that has a word in season for you. He's the one that has a definite word that changes the situation. He's the one who will hear his voice and it settles the matter. He's the one that does not advise us out of envy. Many people are surrounded by envious, jealous friends, and they go to them for advice and they misadvise them because of envy. The Holy Spirit is the great counselor that has the mind of God for you on any issue. He is the paracletos, the one that knows the mind of God and counsel you based on the mind of God and the plan and the will of God for you concerning that matter. So, when you are confused and you need to be set aright on the right path, the Holy Spirit is your counselor. When you come to a junction, a road forward, by the right, by the left, and back, and you don't know what to do, and you want to turn back, after all, where I'm coming from, I know the place. The Holy Spirit is the counsel that you receive at that time. When you need counsel concerning things that are not specifically written in the Word of God, where do you stay? Who do you marry? When do you marry? Where do you go? What kind of employment? Should you go to Canada or go to Australia or go to Ghana or stay in Oyo? He's a counselor that will give you the exact word and he will never fail you. But you know what? Most of the time we don't listen to his counsel. The Holy Spirit is the paracletos, the helper, the counselor sent to us. So number one, he's our comforter. Number two, he's our counselor. Number three, he's our helper. The Bible says, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I would lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help does not come from the hills. It does not come from up. My help comes from the Lord.
He will not make my foot be smooth to remove. The Lord is our fortress, our refuge, and our fortress, an ever-present help in the time of difficulty, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. The Holy Spirit is ever-present in the time of difficulty. But the environment, the atmosphere, our mood does not make us know that He's there. But He is always there. He's a help that the Lord has sent to us. Listen to me. He can use anything to help you. He can use anybody to help you. He can use any circumstance to help you. He can use any event to help you. He can use your enemy to help you. He can bring you help from unlikely quarters. Where they have told you no, He can bring help from that place for you again. He can make help available to you. I was listening to a pastor online. I can't remember the pastor. I was just online and I saw the pastor speaking and said he declared to somebody. Somebody came to him, was going for an interview. He declared to the person that the job is yours. The guy went for the interview and they gave him a result saying the job is not his own. So desperately the man called the pastor and said, "Pastor, you told me the job is mine and they told me the job is not mine." Well, they showed the pastor the letter or something like that. And the pastor said, "I heard God. I told you the job is yours. Go and tell them that I said the job is yours." And he said, the boy said, "Pastor, I'm desperate. I will go and tell them that pastor said it is my job." He said, "Go." So he went back there. When he went back there, they, "Who are you?" He mentioned his name and said, "There is a mistake on the result you gave me." He said, "What do you mean?" And they checked. And there was a mistake on the result. He was the one that was supposed to give you the job. The job was given to another. You see, the issue is that you are not audacious to take what I've been giving to another. What belongs to you that I've been giving to another. When the word is speaking, you be spoken, you believe the word, and then when it doesn't work according to how you feel, you give up on it quickly. Who is he that speaketh and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not spoken? If he says it is yours, it is yours. Go back there and tell them. The man went there, they said they made a mistake, and they gave him a letter of employment. Every demonic mistake that we make concerning any area of your life, let there be a reversal of it. In the name of Jesus, let help be made available to you. In the name of Jesus, He is your helper. He will send the right people at the right place, at the right time to help you. Can we say the Lord, say the Holy Spirit is my helper. Say God is my helper. Jesus is my helper. The Holy Spirit is my helper. He will send help to me. He will send people to me at the right place. Right people. Right place. Right time. For me, right people. Right place. Right time. For my help all the time. He will send the right people at the right place at the right time for my help all the time. For my help all the time. Right people at the right place at the right time for my help all the time. He will send the right people at the right place at the right time for my help all the time. I will never ever be helpless again. In the name of Jesus, He is our helper. So He is our comforter. He is our counselor. He is our helper. Paracletos. He is the paraclete that helps us. Number four meaning of paracletos is our intercessor. The one that prays for us. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans 8 26 to 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps our weaknesses. He is our intercessor. Number one, why we have weaknesses. Even the prayer leader, even the so-called prayer warrior, even the bishop in charge of prayer has weaknesses. The Holy Spirit is the only one that is not weak and has no weakness. No matter how strong you are in the place of prayer, and there are sometimes God wakes you up to pray, and but I've been doing this thing for 3 months, you understand. And today, let me just. By the time you wake up, time don't go. The Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses. King James calls it infirmity. Philip's translation calls it limitation. Every one of us has our weaknesses, our infirmity, our limitations in the place of prayer. And we need help. All of us. He's the one that has faced calamity that calls himself a man. He's the one that has not faced a challenge or trouble that says everything is easy. But in the place of prayer, Holy Spirit takes over our weaknesses, our limitations, and our infirmity, and make himself available for our help. So number one thing he does for us as an intercessor is to help us with our weaknesses. There are some times that you just know you have to pray, but you don't know what to pray about. You don't know who to pray about. I remember there was a time I was seven. I was praying in the morning. Then a picture of one of my friends dropped into my spirit. Wham! It dropped into my spirit. Early in the morning. For that morning, I started praying. I prayed in tongues. I prayed in tongues for her. It was at a time where there was no GSM. I think 98, 99 or something like that. I prayed for her. And then, months later, when I saw her, we were talking. And she told me her egg mom. This happened. I said, when was it? And she told me, exact time her picture dropped in my spirit. And I was praying for her. You see, at that time when she was going through that, she said, I could not pray. I did not have the energy to pray. I did not have the appetite to pray. But the Holy Spirit ministered to me somewhere. Pray for your sister somewhere. And I started praying. Wow. The Holy Spirit prays for us. The Holy Spirit prays for the believer. The Holy Spirit prays with the believer. The Holy Spirit prays through the believer. The Holy Spirit prays in the place of a believer. The Holy Spirit prays through the believer. And you know what verse 23 says? Most of the time we don't know what to pray about. And when we know, we don't know how to pray about it. So I make bold to tell you that praying in the Spirit is superior to you praying in your understanding because of your limitations and weaknesses. Most of the time, even when you have the prayer point, you don't know how to pray about it. And I have a great experience in that direction, in the place of counseling. Pastor, this happened to me. Pastor, I had that dream. Pastor, this is it. And I asked, what did you? I pray. What prayer did you pray? And they tell me, I just sit down and I laugh at them. Say, that is not it. This is what this means. This is how you pray. Pray this way. Pray this way. I hold the person up, we pray. And the thing is so. It is not necessarily because the pastor has power. It might be. But it is because the pastor has a better understanding of what to do at that time. The Holy Spirit has the best understanding of how to pray that prayer. So most of the time, that is why a prayer language was given to us to express it in the exact way that God wants us to pray. But many people have the gift of praying in tongues and they don't pray in tongues. They feel they have a better understanding. Listen, you have weaknesses, you have limitation in the place of prayer. It's the Holy Spirit that helps you. If you read verse 27 of Romans 8, it says he's the one that knows the mind of the Spirit. He knows the mind of God and will give you the exact word. So, wherever you are, pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. The Bible says he that prays in the Spirit prays mysteries. Mysteries. Pray mysteries. Pray in a language that the devil cannot break into.
pray in a way that the devil does not know your plan for tomorrow. Mariaka, mene de debo kuri meke debo kuri adanama limeke riana namakuri abasanda laba. They no born the devil to understand what I'm saying. And if you are my enemy here, do you understand what I'm saying? But if I announce it tomorrow as I go for the interview, oh Lord help me. So you know I have an interview. You can cause a hold up on the road for me not to pass. A man praying in understanding when he can pray in the spirit is releasing information that people don't know to know. He's releasing it to them unnecessarily. There's mysteries in praying in the spirit. The devil has not recovered from it. He's poking his nose, but he cannot hear. He does not understand. But the Father is a direct connection, VPN, direct connection to heaven. Without any security interference from anywhere. The Spirit helps us to pray. Oh Lord, thank you. Can we pray? Let's say, Holy Spirit, help me in every weakness. Help me in every limitation. Help me. Pray with me. Pray through me. Pray for me. Pray in my place. Raise people to pray on my behalf in the name of, when I'm weak, when I'm limited, when I don't know what to do, when I'm tired, pray with me, pray through me, pray for me, pray with me, pray for me, pray through me, pray in my place. Raise people to pray in the name of Jesus. Give me utterance in the prayer tongue. Bring me utterance to pray in the spirit. Give me utterance, pray in the Holy Ghost. Give me utterance, give me utterance, give me utterance, give me utterance, give me utterance. Give your trust in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number 5, he is our advocate. An advocate is a lawyer. An advocate is an attorney that presents a case before a judge. God is the judge of heaven and earth. It's the Holy Spirit that presents your case before him. Remember, the devil in the time of Job appeared before the council of God in heaven accusing Job. In the book of Revelation 12, he was still called the accuser of the brethren. He is the ministry of the devil. And that's why when Christians go about accusing, prognosing, maligning, slandering, having a superior mentor, and all those things about people, I laugh. That is the ministry of the devil. The ministry of going to and fro. He is wrong. He is there. He did that. Have you heard that? Is it that? What is the church doing? What are you doing? What the ministry of accusation. In fact, we have people that accuse men in church more than the devil does. The devil has handed over his ministry to them. But listen, the Holy Spirit is not an accuser. He is an advocate. So the devil goes to heaven and says, Jesus, did you see? I don't know what you saw in Pastor Abiodun Aribike. Abiodun Aribike, that you gave him a call to be a pastor. Did you see the sin he committed? Did you see the mistake he made? And you are there looking at him and you did not do anything about it. And the Holy Spirit will come. See, the devil says, he did it. The Holy Spirit says, yes, he did it. The devil will be getting happy. He did it. The Holy Spirit says, yes, he did it. The devil gets happy. He said, he did it. Holy say, yes, he did it. The devil is happy. Even the Holy Spirit as is confirming it. And the Holy Spirit said, he did it. But God, remember the blood that was shed for him. He did it, but your blood was shed for him. Your blood was shed for his forgiveness. At the cross, there was an exchange made for him. He did it. Yes, he did it. But Jesus did something greater to sort it out for him. So he brings all accusation to nothing. He argues your case. He argues your cause. If the Lord shall mark iniquity, no one of us shall stand, sir. But he does not give us license to continue iniquity. Iniquity. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid! And Jesus told him, neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more. And Jesus told that man, do not sin again, lest a more grievous sin happen. So when the devil is accusing us, the Holy Spirit is saying, yes, he did it. But Jesus has made a way for him. And then he strengthens us and gives us power to live above sin. He gives us power to live in dominion above every kind of sin. Why? He is our advocate. He is our defense lawyer. He is defense counsel. He is the legal representative. He knows the law. He knows the legal system. He has the ability to argue our case before the judge. He speaks out on our behalf. He defends us. He engages our adversary. He takes the heat for us. When we are condemned, he speaks on our behalf and says, there is now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. But go and sin no more. Go and have dominion over your sins. He is our advocate. Number 5 or 6, he is our strengthener. The one that makes strength available for us. Listen to me. There will come a time when you are weak. We've spoken about that. By the time, you know, when we start the year, we have energy to move in. It all comes to a time during the year when you just look at it and sometimes you look at up all my prayer. Is at the time that it comes to strengthen you. At that time, ask for the Holy Spirit. Just say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Do you know what? The Bible says, through Paul, he says his strength is made perfect in weakness. And when I am weak, then I am strong. The Holy Spirit is not looking for strong people. He's looking for weak people to strengthen. If you are weak, limited, you are the one he's looking for. He has not come for the righteous. He has come to call sinners for repentance. He has come to call people that are weak, have given up, to make strength available for them. He is our strengthener. Ephesians 3:16 speaks about the Holy Spirit strengthening us in our inner being. Strengthening us in our inner mind. Strengthening our spirit. I've been on this journey for a while now. I gave my life to Christ in 1987. I've seen a lot in this little journey of mine. This very small journey of mine. I know. I've seen a lot. I've seen men at the top falling. I've seen people we don't give up to, already bishops doing great and mighty things. But one thing I know is this. The Holy Spirit is always available to strengthen you. He is always available. You know the problem? When we are in problem, we wake up at midnight and say, let me look for 5 people that can help me. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Olorunjuwon, Mr. Abiodun, Mr. Philip, for church, in my office, who can help me? Oh, Mr. Chukwu Emeka, Mr. Mohammed, Mr. Ibrahim, you write that, in my family, Uncle Nike, Uncle Bashiru, Uncle whatever, you write that, Holy Spirit, any name I've forgotten, remind me. The Holy Spirit that is supposed to call, you are supposed to call upon to help you. You are now calling him to help you, remind you of the name of the one that will help you. We are playing tinitarana with our lives. The Holy Spirit is the ever-present help and the sure help. When you talk to him, he will not write down names. He will give you names. He will tell you how he's going to do it for you. And most of the time, it's because you are the one that wrote those names. Did you notice that all of them end up disappointing you? Including the one you thought the Holy Spirit dropped your eye and said, Holy Spirit, are you not the one that told you? He was not the one that told you. You are the one that thought he told you. He is the ever-present help for you. And you are going to him to show you helpers. No, he's your helper. He will use any situation to help you. He will touch anybody to help you. Please, I beg you, stop running and looking for help where there is no help. The Holy Spirit himself is your help. Number 7, he's called the standby. You are, most of us have a standby generator at home. I better pass my neighbor and different kind of generators, solar systems, what else, inverters. They are all on standby in case NEPA fails you. Holy Spirit is a standby. He's always on standby. The adventure life fails you. Peradventure you are about to fall, he's on the standby to hold you. Peradventure things no longer work, he's on standby to make help available for you. The Holy Spirit is a standard, well-tested being that is frequently there to help us. And he never fails. He never fails. He never fails. If there's one thing I can never doubt, I can never doubt that God can fail. He never fails. I grew up listening to my dad sing a song every day, every day, every day. He never fails. He never fails. Jesus never fails. He's my friend in time of need. He never fails. It's not a popular song, but he sings it every day. Every day. And in my spirit, it is ingrained there that God can never fail. He can. He can never fail. He's always on standby for me. Always. Listen to me. He's a backup. You have a backup in the time of emergency. Stop running at that. His name is the Paracletos, the Holy Spirit. Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? There is a standby in the time of emergency. You will not fall. You will not fail. You will not falter. You will not be abandoned. There is a standby there helping you. He has a better option for you in case you fail. He is your standby. Number 8, he is the sponsor. Paracletos means sponsor. When we say sponsor, he's the one that helps. He's the one that makes resources available. In fact, let's mention it. He can make funds available for you. He's your financier. He's the one, a sponsor takes responsibility for another person. He's the one that takes responsibility for your life, for your destiny, for your life. He's your sponsor. He will make resources available. He's your sponsor. He is. I've had friends that their parents did not take care of. I've had friends that lost their parents when they were young. Now they are doing very, very, very well. You know what? They knew the Lord when we were all young. We all knew the Lord 15, 16, 17. Give your life to Christ. I'm doing well. The Holy Spirit becoming their sponsors from a young age, even up to now. Listen. If the Holy Spirit is your sponsor, can you lack anything? Never. And Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphan. I'm going. If I go, it's to your advantage. I will send another Paracletos, Allos Paracletos, to you. And your sponsor lives in you. Your sponsor lives by your side. You cannot lose. Are we here? Number 9, the Holy Spirit is your supporter. Number 10, he is your defender. Paracletos means supporter. Paracletos means defender. That's the help that the Holy Spirit has come to make available to you. Can we leave our two hands? Let's just speak this word. Every accusation in the secret place, in the dark places, every accusation against me, wherever, where I'm not now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are speaking on my behalf. You are speaking on my behalf. You are speaking on my behalf. Where they are accusing me falsely, wrongly, where they are accusing me to have advantage over me, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, speak on my behalf. Speak on my behalf. Speak on my behalf. Speak on my behalf. Put an end to every accusation, every false information, every fake news about me. Holy Spirit, put an end to every accusation, every false information, every fake news concerning me. Holy Spirit, put an end to it. Put an end to every accusation, every false information, every fake news, every fake news. Let's pray. Every helper you have raised for me, every wrong information, they are being fed now. Holy Spirit, you are the one that raised them. He raised. Any false information that has been spoken about me in the sight of my helper, he raised. Let it not bother them. Let it not stand. In the name, can we pray? Holy Spirit, my helper, speak on my behalf. 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 Holy Spirit, speak on my behalf. Holy Spirit, speak on my behalf. Speak your word concerning me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your hand and let's pray this powerfully. Say, any lantern, any candle, any lantern dim to reduce my glory, to dim my glory, come back alive. In the name of Jesus, any lantern used by the enemy, any lantern that is dimmed by the enemy, to dim my glory, to dim my star, to dim my destiny, let them come back alive. Let them shine, 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 let them shine. Every candle blown out to blow away my destiny, come back on fire, come back, come back. I light you by Holy Spirit. Light back any candle, any candle, any candle that have been blown away to blow away my destiny. Any candle that have been blown away to blow away my destiny. Candle, come back. I light you up and light them up. I am the light of the world. I am a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. I move from every mediocrity. I move into light. Any lamp put off to put my life, to make my life be at a standstill. Any lamp put off to make my life be at a light standstill. Be lighted now, be lighted now. Be lighted, be lighted, be lighted, be lighted. The lamp of my Jesus shall not be put off. Let them be lighted, let them be lighted, let them be lighted. Nobody can quench the sun from shining. My glory cannot be quenched. The glory of my children cannot be quenched. It cannot be quenched. My glory, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. By the help of the Holy Spirit, arise and shine. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands up. Say, Holy Spirit, my helper, break the yoke of debts, of lack, of losses, of not enough, of insufficiency, of stagnancy. In my life, raise your hand. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, by your help, you are my sponsor. You are my sponsor. You are my help. Holy Spirit, you are my help. You are my sponsor. You are my help. You are my sponsor. Break the yoke of debt, of lack, of financial insufficiency in my life. Break the yoke of insufficiency, of losses, of financial stagnancy, financial insufficiency, financial losses. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. In the name of Jesus. Maria Kadada Bakariaka. Epelemoko libede leboko lika. Ramagariaka de bo. I receive the help of the Holy Spirit. I receive help. I receive help. I receive help. I receive help. There is help available. Tap into yourself. Tap into yourself. Strength. Strength available. Wisdom available. Counsel available. Counsel available. He's speaking of your behalf. He's your advocate. Receive yourself. Receive yourself. In every area, receive yourself. Help for your healing. Help for your healing. Let there be a strengthening of you. Let nobody go limited. Anything that is crooked in my life, in my body, let it be straightened up. Every crooked thing in my destiny, Holy Spirit, arise and straighten it up. Straighten them up. Help me. Help, 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 help.
There is something that makes me come into your presence.
Come for help. Receive his help. Receive his help. Alaba diboshi talama kariaba. Any pending issue. Any pending issue. I receive help. 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 Agalama kariataka. For every pending issue, I receive help. Help, 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 help. I receive help. For every pending issue, I receive help. I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. are praying. We'll still pray for help. You know, what the Lord told me at the beginning of the year are strange occurrences, strange moves, strange miracles. Strange. If you were in the second service, our dear sister, she came to share about how she was given a property, not at her level, at a different, they shared the property in the office, and there was one left. And in the whole office, she was the one choosing. The whole office. She didn't even know they're even sharing property. She didn't even know there is any property anywhere. She didn't know anything about it. They just called him and said, this one that is left is you we are giving. So, she now prepared a day or some time later and said, let me go and tell Oga, thank you. I didn't expect it. Thank you. When he got there, Oga just looked at him and put his hand in the pocket and blessed her financially. You have gone to say thank you. And the person that has helped you before say, I will help you again. Strange occurrences. Strange testimonies. All around us. 2-3 weeks ago, I was here to say, anyone that has a case, it is settled. Go and check Dr. What's his name? Barrister Dan Baba's WhatsApp. You will see what he wrote there. 3 cases in a week. 3 cases settled for him. Why? We are in the year of strange help. It is not that you qualify for it. It is that God wants you to do it. Hello, are you here? It is that the God of the covenant of this house wants to do it. Lift your right hand up and say, by covenant, I access help. By covenant, I enter into my help. In the name of Jesus, as you are helping others, you will arise and you will help me. By your covenant, I enter into rest. I enter help. We give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. This week, starting from this week, definite, tangible, measurable, physical help. Listen to me. Definite, tangible, visible, quantifiable, measurable, physical help. Let that be your portion. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.